Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show. This is your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with me this morning is my good buddy and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, John, how you doing? This is Lee, and I got John Payne with us here with Zoombox. John, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Well, we're delighted to have you on the show, man. So, Zoombox, I don't believe that I've heard of Zoombox before, and I'm not sure that all of our listeners have. Can you give us a little bit of an overview about Zoombox and what you guys do for folks?
Sure, absolutely. Zoombox is a digital postal mail channel where you can actually receive your mail online instead of on paper and have it automatically be received, let you interact with it, pay bills, and that kind of thing. And then it automatically gets filed away for you in a household archive so that in future years, if you need your records for IRS or for other kinds of business purposes, you can just do a search, come up with your documents, and you have everything you need. It never is created as paper mail. It's delivered to everyone's household based upon their street address and purely as a digital file.
Where were you before October the 15th, John? I took a grocery bag full of stuff to my to my CPA. I think I could have really used you.
Well, I have to tell you, that is exactly one of the big problems that we solve.
How does the Postal Service feel about your service?
Well, I think the Postal Service has seen this coming for a long time. They're in the business of delivering physical goods and physical documents. We're in the business of delivering digital documents. It has an impact on their business, but I don't think it necessarily it's a different business than theirs.
Now, as I understand it, you guys are doing some stuff with, you're out of L.A. Thanks for getting up so early, by the way.
No, not a problem.
And not the L.A. that Stone is from, not Lower Alabama, but actually Los Angeles, California. But as I understand it, you guys are doing some work with Cobb EMC, which incidentally is my provider, and Gas South as well. Talk to us a little bit about how all that works.
Well, good. Yeah, Cobb and Gas South have both been forward-looking in terms of being early to offer this service. Essentially, you can now receive your Cobb or Gas South bills directly in your Zoombox, have it be filed there for you, and be able to pay it from there very quickly and very easily, and then have the records be stored for you forever. So you never have the paper, you never have the files, but you always have all the information that you need.
So help me understand, if you will, and I know we've touched on it, but sometimes a little bit slow on the uptake. What problem or problems are we solving here for both the merchant and the consumer?
Well, that's a great question. And we sometimes ask people to picture themselves at home surrounded by a pile of mail that came roaring in and that's demanding their attention. So for the consumer, we solve the problem of what happens when you receive all this various mail. It sits in piles around your house. It all needs action. It all needs to have something happen. And then the number one thing that consumers tell us is, I need these documents for my records. I need them for my files. So we solve the problem of making it easier for you to interact with the mail. We solve the problem of filing and storing it for you forever so you have it whenever you need it. And then, of course, there's the big environmental picture, which is sort of save a tree, keep the postal trucks off the road, and keep the landfills empty of all that trash and garbage.
So it's not a duplicate of the hard copy. I'll just be perfectly candid with you, and you're going to love hearing this, and it's probably not going to be a surprise to you. At my home, there is a room that in some homes would be a formal sitting room, but it's my office. And we have one of those great big roasting pans like you would cook a turkey in.
Yep.
And it's holding like all the mail I've gotten for the last month and a half.
Yep.
Because I'm too sorry to go through it. And so sign up with Zoombox, I'm not going to get that and the digital, right? I'm just going to start getting the digital?
That's correct. You'll go, if you're a Cobb customer, then you'll start getting your mail as digital postal mail. You know, typically what people do is they try it for a month or two, they get confident that it's there, and then they go paperless, and they actually elect to no longer receive the paper. And that brings us to the second half of the question, which is, what does it do for the providers? Not only does it save them money by not having to mail you a bill that you don't want anyway, but it also it creates a situation where they can have a communications channel with you that's very low cost. It doesn't have the cost of 35 or 45 cents of postage wrapped into it every time they want to communicate with you as a customer. Instead, they can communicate digitally. It's based upon your identity. That's one of the key things about our service, and your street address. And so it's a totally secure system unlike most of the other systems that are around.
But how is it different than, say, like just my banks pay my bills online?
Well, there are a couple things that are different and that consumers tell us. First is banks are obviously just about bills and statements and things like that. And they also, they don't provide you with a long-term document record for all of the various different mail you get. They may have a couple of documents. They may be here, you know, they may be available currently on your website, usually not for very long. And then if you change banks, of course, you lose all those records. They're not the possession of your household. They're the possession of the bank. So what we do is we aggregate all of those files together. We aggregate all that interaction, and not just your bank. Things like, you know, documents you may get from the shareholder communications you get from stock you own, or a whole variety of different things in the mail that, you know, things like health insurance. You know, you go in the hospital, and unfortunately, one of the other side effects of that is you get 100 pieces of mail. And so the ability to have all that stuff be all in one place, be stored in an archive, and you can search it anytime you want, the bank doesn't solve that problem.
Well, and that is so true. We had, my daughter had a relatively minor procedure, but we got three or four pieces of mail that say, you know, in three letters 3 inches high, this is not a bill, but it's still something I got to throw in my roaster pan, right?
Yep, no, that's exactly right.
And so do all of these folks have to be signed up and part of Zoombox as well for me to do this, or can I as the consumer sign up for Zoombox and get everything converted over to this? How does that work?
Well, it's a bit of a process. You sign up for Zoombox, your Cobb bill will already be there today, and a whole variety of bills and statements and other kinds of mail from forward-looking providers. You can almost certainly get your cell phone bill stored and filed there. You can get your cable bill, a whole variety of things like that. And then what's going to happen is over the next 5 years, more and more providers will migrate to a pure digital solution instead of a mail-based solution, a little bit because of saving money, a little bit because of the environment, but mostly because it's just better communication quality.
Now, but for me as a consumer right now, you know, I can get my gas bill in there and my cell phone, but am I going to now go to my bank for three bills, going to your thing for three bills? I'm going to five different places digitally now?
No, one of the things that happens that's interesting is we actually connect with your bank. So you still use your bank to pay your bills, and we just store the document archive for you in your own personal private file. So it's just as easy as it was before, or potentially even easier, because it connects together. You know, only about half of the bills and statements in the country are actually available through those bank bill payment sites, and the rest you have to go directly to their what's called a biller direct site, or you have to send them a check in the mail or so on. And so what we do is we act as a center point to connect all those things together.
And so I don't know a more elegant way to ask, I'll just say, how do you guys make money? Is it coming from these big companies, or is the consumer pay a fee as well?
Well, that's a great question. For the consumer, we store all their documents forever for free. So there's never any charge. We never ask you to take your credit card out of your wallet. There's never any cost to the consumer. We make money on the back end through a couple of things. One is that when we save these large mailers a whole bunch of money on postage and costs of paper, they actually pay us a percentage of that cost savings. So we realize the benefits of, you know, they get 75% of the savings, we get 25% of the savings, and the environment and everyone else are all better off. We also make some money because we're now able to connect consumers and the brands that they currently deal with on a direct mail basis. So we provide you services that let you stop junk mail, for example, and redirect catalogs. But we also let you provide services that say, hey, I like the mail I get from the local pharmacy, and I want more discount coupons for them. So we make some mail. We make some money on that side of the business as well.
Now, in a former life, you were part of Stamps.com. So at that point, you were kind of working with the Postal Service, you know, just making it more efficient way to sell stamps and to sell postage. What's your kind of, if you look in a crystal ball, how do you see the post office adapting to this new world we're in?
Well, I think it's an interesting situation. You know, the people at the post office are not dumb guys. They're operating a massive business. They have some constraints. Some of them are legal. Some of them are practical that they operate within. But I think the physical delivery of goods and e-commerce is a real bright opportunity in their future. And I think there are a whole set of data services that relate to the digital, or I'm sorry, the physical delivery of e-commerce. And then I think there are a variety of other ways to use effectively the assets that they have, which are people and real estate and transportation and other things. I don't think chasing after a business that is shrinking in revenue but growing in profitability is probably where they're going to end up. I think they're going to do what their assets leverage them best to do.
But do you think, like, or do you think there'd just be mail one day a week or something in the future?
Well, that's actually an interesting question. You know, one of the things that surfaced recently is, first there was 5 days a week discussion, and then there was 3 days a week. I don't think it'll ever get down to 1 day a week, but if you think about 3 day a week mail, that doesn't mean the mail carriers only work 3 days a week. It means they work six, but they serve two routes. And so you have a Monday, Wednesday, Friday mail guy, and you have a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday mail guy. You know, that's a big impact for the consumer, but it's also a big impact for the biller because the rate at which they actually collect their money goes down by as much as 4 or 5 days a month.
So in addition to the two iPads that I'm sure you've already shipped to me and Lee, I understand. I'm just kidding. I understand that you guys are giving away $1 million, 20 cars, and a bunch of iPads. Talk us through that a little bit. What are you up to?
Well, if you go to www.zoombox.com, we actually have a sweepstakes that's operating. Inside the United States, there's 120 million street postal addresses for people's residence. Every single one of those already has a Zoombox, and every single one of those digital postal mailboxes contains a letter telling your listeners whether or not they've won. Now, they could have won $1 million, as you point out. We're prepared to give away as many as three $1 million prizes.
Wow.
It could be an automobile, or there's 4,000 Starbucks coffee cards and a whole variety of others, 7,500 total prizes.
That is an interesting approach. Even though we're in the radio business, Lee, we really haven't done a lot of contesty kind of stuff.
Right.
You've obviously had some experience or some positive experience in doing contest kind of stuff. Talk us through that a little bit. When and how does it make sense for a business to use contests like that?
Well, it's interesting. We've had very, very good luck and good success with it, but we're also very straightforward about the way we do business. Remember, we're offering a free service. It's something that you can sign up for. It's relevant to your street address and so on. So we get very, very high participation rates from consumer households. And what people tell us is two things. Number one, they tell us that they like the idea of being able to win a prize at the same time that they save themselves a whole bunch of time and effort and get rid of that big turkey pan in their in their office. But the second thing they tell us is we have a tell-a-friend opportunity. So once you log into your Zoombox and find out maybe you want a Starbucks coffee card, well, you then have the chance by email or by Facebook or by a variety of social media things, you can tell all your friends, hey, you know, you sign up. And the interesting thing is if your friend signs up and wins $1 million, then you, the one who told them about it, you get $1 million too.
Nice. I like that. That's our plan, Lee. That's our retirement plan. I'm going to tell you about it. You win $1 million. I get $1 million. Everybody's happy and the roaster pan goes away.
That's it. So he's getting rid of the post office and now he'll get rid of Social Security. The same plan.
I like it. Well, before we let you go, let's make sure that our listeners know exactly how to get their household signed up for Zoombox and how do they get their business signed up.
That's great. Well, for your household, visit www.zoombox.com, and right there on the main page of the website, you'll see two things. One is a place to sign up for the service, and the second is a quick little video that shows you how our service works. Come there, sign up, and you'll automatically find out very shortly thereafter whether you won or not. And if you're interested as a business, visit www.zoombox.com, a page that's called Mailers, and you'll find all kinds of information there for large mailers, small mailers, people of every size, for how to save money and improve customer communication.
Well, terrific and informative this morning, Lee, and a new idea that I just wasn't aware was out there, and I know we're all moving more and more in this direction of saving a tree or two and trying to make things easier on us. Thank you so much for joining us, John. This has been very helpful. I tell you what we'd love to do sometime if you're up for it. I think it would be fun, Lee, if you're up for this, if we have John call in again sometime or if he's in Atlanta, come through one of the studios and bring in a delighted client. and talk this through and get this story from the client's perspective. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a great idea. We'd love to get the Cobb EMC or Gas South in here to talk about how they're using it.
Yeah, that's a terrific idea. We'd love to do that, and I'm sure you can imagine how happy people are once they figure out a way to get control of their mail. So as you can imagine, our customers are pretty happy about this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about exploring the possibility, and I got to tell you, I'm going to win big points for my wife if I can get rid of that turkey pan. All right. Well, thank you, John. Until next time, this is Stone Payton, Lee Cantor. Our guest this morning, John Payne with Zoombox, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.